those else on any given day, whether you use something or not. You might show a couple of members of our circulation. Sorry, this morning. A couple of calls. You just have it on. Another thing that I suggest very early to circulate is to use a responsible senator or congressman that we have. Or a private citizen, depending on the use people outside of the government like to use Hanford. Yeah. But Don Campbell's done some, and you know, Hope Lewis has, or you get people, or you get the list. Got the now trying to get a potential bookmark involved in the destruction of more home, which is good. More very good. Mitchell's a hell of a statement. His suggestions are not the kind of cars that would be better for it. That's good sense. They've also been doing this. They're the thing in the news summary. it's out of their newsletter, not out of their comp, and that's based on their Washington reading stuff. They last week have been running some column stuff based on
their polling.
On this thing where they go out and talk to 13 people.
Yeah.
It isn't really polling, it's sort of interviewing.
That's interesting.
Wonder if it isn't a losing game. it all out now. Get it done and have that squeeze it out.
Each one of the disclosure.
The problem is
the cover of the disclosure.
Yeah. But his argument the other way is that you don't know. You don't know how far they're gonna get.
Yep.
And he thinks we can succeed or they can succeed in keeping them from getting much farther than they already are. Colson has a theory now that this whole gray raw data file and all that is a huge boon to us. Because he said it's now, you've turned off the whole thing. All the FBI files are out there, they've already got. So you say, stuff's all there. There's nothing more to cover. Sources that the Bureau is unable to control its own leaks, and even now the director is providing the information.
My hunch is still right.
Assignment given them, that was supposed to be the wrap-up thing. They never thought there was anything to it.
By the way, given them by who?
I guess John.
By
the general planning group on the State of the Union.
Right.
When it was decision to make a series of State of the Union addresses.
One final point on board policy. Everyone, including NSA, should agree that the State of the Union 1973 should not include a foreign policy. State of the world, the world is going to be so important, it's not going to come to very easy, so that anything now would be
so that is, that's Henry's obsession with the state of the world, which is going to be longer than ever this year.
Oh, Christ, I saw it. But you see what they would do, see, here's the very office, and see, just talk about just put on the domestic side of that. That will not push on. That will not work. It will not work for that Congress. sure, hardly anybody would read it. He does it long.
No, absolutely.
I would say.
I don't know what the situation is.
They don't see them all the time. That's that, you know, when you're out just on the evening news and there's stuff. The survey that was in there is interesting. And I'm sure it's right. If you look at the statistics, it really almost has to be right, which is that 56% of the people never look at the evening television news. That's a hell of a lot of people. And only, what was it, 20% or something look at the television news on a given evening. Which means, so you were on last night, you dominated all three television newscasts last night, and your maximum audience was 20% of the people.
Right.
And that's the difference. That's why I keep talking about you. It's the difference between news and a three-network thing. A three-network prime time. Because when you go on that, you reach 90 million people. You go on this way, you reach maybe 30.
Can do it if you want.
Very, absolutely.
Very, very sensitive.
well, you get the bounce back that you do, though, from things like that. Any congressman came back from Russia, things like that, because it just held a lot of peace. Or, like the peace announcement, of course, that substance would have done that anyway. Could have done that on radio. Best thing the President does, but it's not right for the President of the United States to go on prepared basis. I know he prepares for it, I know he's familiar with the subject, but the President of the United States should not take questions he's not expecting and answer it. He said that
it's irresponsible. They call that irresponsible.
That's what I said. I said, well, you know, he said that what the President, what you should do, is you should set up a system whereby questions are submitted a week in advance. And you know, go through all this.
That's what I know where
you do that. You know exactly what the press would do with that.
Well, also, I read the answers, it would be all responded.
No, the President, he didn't mean you should read the answers, but you should have the opportunity to be
prepared. They may say something.
That you have to be prepared for
how long.
He was making that one. He said on a very small scale, but I understand probably when I have to go before a stockholders meeting.
That's right.
He said, I go through a briefing.
The amount of work. The amount of work.
Because I'm going to be ready for about 500 questions in stockholders meeting.
Yeah, right.
I ask about 10.
If you know, we're only going to do this or that or something. One thing you could do is have press conferences.
Thank you. Jacob, the far weaker than Colson, because Colson had the title of special counsel, and he tried to play the lawyer name a little bit better, too. Jacob had no legal privilege, he had no policy position.
Jacob, though, would be a very good witness. Frankly, he doesn't know comment. He knows all about Segretti, but he doesn't know about anything else.
Yes, he knows absolutely nothing about anything else.
That's fine. What he knows about Segretti is all. That is terribly difficult. I mean, the problem they have with you, and the problem with you, is that they would say, well, you, of course, as a recruiter, is what you're a man, so therefore you're not like a dog. That's what you never say. That's what he never said.
Well, I did. The other guy,
you got Colson. Colson, of course, was a man, and Colson hunt. That's about it. Mental energy is not a problem.
Okay. We clearly established it. You have any concern about it, which is true, but Luder was not my man. Luder reported when he was here. He went over to the committee. He reported to John Mitchell, and I didn't see Luder twice in a year.
I have no problem. What I meant is I'm speaking with circumstantial point. They can say,
oh, sure.
It's just like Chamber, it's like Segretti, it was not Chamber's man.
No question.
Or just they said Chamber. The whole point about it, that Chapin hired Segretti, or even recommended Segretti, see, that's the point there. Magruder, it's all, and the same with Hunt, the same with Colson and Hunt. Colson denies that he had anything to do with this part. So they say, but for Christ's sakes, Hunt is his friend, and he hired him. See, that's the kind of evidence that they would try to
listen to. Yeah, the problem he got going back, well, yeah.
That's the whole thing. I'm just putting their case, but it's strong case of being.
talk to you about it. Mitchell's, he must be out of your mind. Straight arm. Straight arm, he says. Off your bike. But she does pretty well.
I must say, though, that I am very glad that I passed her in this instrument. So, everybody here, including my several orators, and taking a look at this time, there would be awesome questions. But that's if I'm in. You've got to hit them right in the square of the bush. Would you agree?
Where the House of Questions on, but I think your timing on that was beautiful because the question and all the questions to you were on in the grounds in the area that you wanted the question, which is the principle of executive privilege and testimony, rather than the specifics of did you know that Dwight Chapin hired a guy to spy or they asked about it.
And I got it.
So if you were, the issue right now, the burning issue is not that, but the issue is executive privilege and you're going to go up the hill.
Which is a bad word, right? Try to be careful about it. Everybody
doesn't work, but you can't.
Well, the way you do it, everybody still uses the separation of power, not only the president's constitutional responsibility,
but that's the other
hand, the president's
keeping on constitution, because that's
the constitutional responsibility.
Is that what you mean, she has now?
I think so. Much better rules here. I have a constitutional responsibility to the principle of separation of power.
Everybody remembers that. They read about it. Privilege is a bad word.
Very bad.
It means that we've got something they don't have. Privilege, yeah, privilege you and all that kind of stuff. And that you don't want. But
it's got to be right.
It's executive right. Yeah.
Or responsibility.
Well, executive is a bad word, too.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Separation of powers. It's just hard to explain, maybe, except to a lawyer. But the president has a right to have confidential information from part of Trump. Well, then they think, the president knows all about Watergate. But that's confidential. See, that's the point. That's why that's a privilege. Of course, that's not what we're talking about. You lose the audience awful fast when you start to say, well, there's a lot of questions somebody about something else.
Why does the presidential assistant of God have a relationship with the president where they, as someone was saying, where the president can haul a guy in, put his feet up on the desk, and tell dirty jokes about congressmen if they want to? I'm figuring it's going to be put out someday.
That's right.
Yeah.